Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As we commence this new week, I would like to tell you a story about a time when I was young and we visited a big old house. I cannot remember my age, but I do remember the sense of wonder I had as a little boy entering this home through a large front door and then getting immediately bored by adult conversation, and with my brother and I looking for something else to do, we were introduced to the older daughter of the people whose home we were visiting. She grabbed us by both hands and took us on a mesmerizing journey. This was a house full of doors. As you likely already know, they don't make things like they used to. Today's modern homes, in America at least, are basic in both design and actual construction, and the material itself is often shoddily made and installed. That's why if you live in a home constructed, let's say, in the 1960s or earlier, you may need less work done than someone in a nearby neighborhood whose home was built in 2015. Likewise, they no longer make homes with so many doors that lead to rooms and pathways and even more doors. But this was the case in the late 1970s or early 1980s on our visit that day on a sunny New England afternoon. I clearly remember this girl, a teenager, taking us from room to room and then opening another door which led to this tunnel under the eaves of the house, which when we followed it actually led us back to the original room through another door. And both of the doors she opened were doors inside closets, which we accessed through, you guessed it, doors. Up and down and around the inside of the house we went, sometimes reaching into crevices filled with cobwebs from the spiders who now spent a lot of time there. We had so much fun that day. When it was time to go, it was we, the kids, who did not want to leave. We talked about it all the way to our house, which was less exciting. Although we did have a door to a room in our basement, which seemed scary to us then. What was behind that door? In reality, a small nook underneath the basement stairs, still there to this very day. Well, this came to my memory when I was thinking about the Bible's emphasis on how our loving and gracious God saves us from our sins. When we come to Genesis chapter 15 and verse 6, it is like we come upon the great big front door of salvation. And we put our hands on the doorknob and turn, and as that door swings wide on the hinges, we read this: "Then Abram believed in the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to Abram as righteousness." There was Abram. He was unrighteous. He desperately needed to be made righteous. And when Abram exercised his faith in the Lord, when he believed in God, then the Lord credited Abram with righteousness, and Abram was made righteous. Abram was rescued. He was delivered from his sin so that righteous Abram and righteous God live in right relationship with one another then and now and for all eternity. And hopefully you were with us and you remember that big doorway of salvation then led us deeper into the Bible where we came to other doors. For example, the doorway of imputation. And we learned how God imputed Adam's sin to all who come after Adam, including Abraham. Abram and we are born sinners because God credits to our accounts the guilt of Adam's sin. That was a dark room for us to enter because there we were greeted with such bad news. All of us, no matter how righteous we might think we are, every one of us are unrighteous in the eyes of God. We come into the world hating God, totally opposed to Him in every way. Ah, but do you remember? Then we saw a door at the end of that room, and this was again marked imputation. And so we eagerly opened it, and this was a bright, sunny room filled with a wonderful sense of joy, because here we entered the Bible in New Testament texts, such as we found in Romans and 2 Corinthians, in which God also imputed to Jesus Christ our sins, and imputed to those of us who believe in Jesus His righteousness. Wow! Great news! Christians are made righteous by the righteousness of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We talked in some length about imputation, that negative side of imputation that affects each and every one of us, the Lord God imputing Adam's sin to each one of our accounts. But then we opened the door to the positive side of imputation that affects everyone who possesses genuine faith in Jesus Christ. God acts again, imputing to Christ our sin and imputing to us Christ's righteousness. Well, that is such great news. That is a room we shall never, ever forget and return to it regularly. Do you see how the great door of Genesis 15:6 leads to the other doors, such as Romans chapter 5 and 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and the rooms behind the door? Well, this week we come to yet another door, and this entranceway is big. I know what is behind this door. I know because I have already twisted this knob and walked through, and I have spent a lot of time in there, and I have come back to get you. And much like that teenage girl did with me and my brother that day many years ago, I now want to lead you by the hand and the heart through what is in this room, or should I say hidden in these many rooms. You shall see. Honestly, there is so much inside there for us to discover that I do not know how long it will take. It is like this. I am going to have one of my hands in the hand of the Holy Spirit, and my other hand in yours, and I am only the human tour guide. The Spirit of God is going to be leading both me and you. Only He knows how long this will take, and down what hallways of this home of God's salvation we shall follow. What I do know is that Abraham is coming with us. Genesis 15, verse 6, and Abram's faith in the Lord, reckoned as righteousness, demands a full exposition of the doctrine, or the teaching of salvation, found in the Bible's New Testament, and especially in the passages I want to introduce you to. These exquisite texts await us behind yet many more doors. But just before we turn the knob, I want to remind you about the resource I want to get to you, so that you can better understand what we will soon discover, especially if you are a visual learner. I have a simple document to put in your hands, or at least on your screen. If you would like to better understand what is behind these doors, then write to me now and simply ask for salvation. Just that one word, salvation. Send your email or your note to my post office box with the one simple word, salvation. And then if you pair what I will send you, the visual, with what I will say, the audio, I believe you will understand this better. My addresses are email mark@godisministry.org. That is mark@godisministry.org. Email is the fastest and the easiest way to do this, so I strongly encourage you to use email mark@godisministry.org. But for those of you who do not use email or who cannot, send your note to God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. And these addresses are repeated as I soon sign off, so stay tuned and write them down. And then write to me and simply ask salvation. Many of you have already done so. Thank you. You are ready to enter. But for those of you who have forgotten until this reminder, it is not too late. But write to me today. Do not delay. It has been a deep and personal blessing in my life to be traveling again with our Father Abraham these last few months here on God Is. I hope you feel the same. As we take a slight pivot to the New Testament, let's give God thanks for all that He has taught us. Our Father, God in heaven, you've been so good to us. Thank you for Genesis, this first book of your Bible, a text so monumentally important to all of Scripture. Thank you for introducing us to Abram and for revealing to us who you are in how you called and redeemed and treated this servant of yours. I am confident you will lead us along with Abraham to the Apostle Paul. Abraham and Paul really do go together just as you have willed. Go with us now on our journey through the house of salvation that you, God, built. Lead us through these doors and rooms in which the Bible will put on display how you do it, how you set us free from the curse of sin. We have so much to learn and apply to our lives. Help us with this. You be our guide. We want to hear from you and be led by you. Please answer our prayers. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Join us again tomorrow as we continue to discover who God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.